Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure. It's actually a dream come true for me, and I'm pretty sure it is for you, too. Bill Grodnick is here, and he's pretty excited about being here as well. He's CEO of DaVinci Virtual, which is a national virtual assistant company helping small businesses and those who want to work from home connect up with each other. His company also offers executive suites, which I know a lot about, in hundreds of locations nationwide. He's our new friend. Bill, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. I first did business with an executive suites organization, not a brand name, but you know that was the concept back in 1983.
Well, they've been around forever, so I mean they're in every major city in the world.
Yeah, so then 7 or 8 years ago, I actually did it again. And it worked with a suite. In fact, I still do business with them. They answer my phone sometimes. This is an organization that I used to rent from back about more than 15 years ago, and ever since then, they've answered my phone and have been a sometimes a delivery point for me. Whenever years ago when I was out of town, I could have things delivered there. So they've been a good resource for me. So I'm very familiar with the executive suites concept, but today I think one of the things we want to talk about is the virtual office. Tell the audience what your definition of a virtual office is.
Well, as I was telling you before we went on the air, virtual office, the term actually came from the executive suite industry. And I know everybody has their version of a virtual office today, but a virtual office really is, it's professional live phone answering along with an address, a physical address. We always tell people, quit answering your own phones and take your home address off your business card.
Right. Yeah, I've been saying the same thing, Bill. I've been telling people for years, you know, there are groups, there are organizations locally and nationally that can be your front for you, that can be your reception area for you.
Exactly.
Make you look much more professional.
Well, you know, first impressions count in business, and whether it's having your phones answered live. Well, I always use this one example of there's this this great attorney in Salt Lake City here, and he answers his own phones, and he's been in business for 40 years, and nobody seems to care much. But then we have this other attorney that's just fresh out of law school, and we answer his phones, and when people call him, they think this guy's got an organization, he's got a staff, he's got a real business going, he must be doing well. That's the first impression they get when he has his phones answered live, as opposed to all the other real estate, insurance, and financial service guys that all answer their own phone, and you think the exact opposite. You think this guy, he probably doesn't do that well. He doesn't have a staff. He doesn't have an organization. That impression matters.
It's okay to be small, but there is a certain mass that you need to distribute. You need to present a certain amount of critical mass that really gives you a level of professionalism that you need, doesn't it?
Well, we think so. I mean, you want to beat your competitors, and you want to compete with the big boys. And how are you going to do that? And we think, having that live answering is a really strategic tool, and it's so inexpensive, Jim. That's the beauty of it, too. Any small business can afford it.
Let's talk about the virtual assistant part of all this. A lot of people are working from home. And more people are working from home every day. More and more attorneys and accountants and a lot of different professionals, consultants. I did it for a number of years, two different times. More and more people are working from home, but they still need. They get to the point where very quickly, often, that they need someone to help them, but they don't have room for them in their house. They don't. Their zoning laws allow them to have a home office, but not home office employees. And so that can be a conflict. So that's where virtual assistants come in, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, small business need to, because they have the limited resources, they need to focus on building their business. And, you know, all the administrative tasks from typing to taking appointments to scheduling to whatever they need to have done, I mean, that takes up a lot of time during the day. So that's what we offer is a true virtual assistant, someone who can do all those tasks for them.
Well, let's talk about the what happens here, folks, is when you have a relationship like this, you're the business owner and you hire a virtual assistant, what you've done is you become a virtual manager. And the other person becomes a teleworker, and it takes two people who can work in that kind of an environment to make it successful, doesn't it, Bill?
Absolutely.
And everyone can get there. Everyone can pull that off, but they might not be as good at it at the beginning as they need to be. Give us some examples of what they need to pay attention to, what they need to be thinking about to make sure that they're successful.
Well, you know, we have a lot of our companies, a lot of the attorneys and a lot of these guys, they're working all day. They have to account for every minute of the day. And so when their phone is ringing all day long, if that's all they're doing is answering their phone, then they're not getting anything done. So we answer their phones for them, and we screen their calls, and we keep a web-based calendar for them, or we schedule their appointments when they have openings, and we pass through the calls that they've told us that morning, I need to speak to John Smith, or we hold the calls from the guy they say, I don't want to speak to that guy.
But now, I don't want to just talk about virtual receptionists, though, Bill.
Okay.
I want to talk about the virtual assistant who does more, who would do more, and not, and of course not just your company, but people.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
You know, you can find these people on your own. You can go through an organization like Bill's, but you know, I don't have any virtual assistants, but I have many virtual relationships with vendors who are sort of a virtual assistant on steroids, and talk to us about the kinds of thinking, the kind of attitude you've got to get yourself into to be able to work with somebody every day that you've never even met before, maybe.
Well, typically, at least with us, you would have a relationship with one person. It'd be that same person, and it's just outsourcing. It's for a small business. That's all it is. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're sending out a mailing, you know, typing up a letter, making up 20 packages for a presentation. They can do any of those things for
you. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show and the articles and the archives and the newsletter. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there. You can check out our blog while you're there. We update that every weekday. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. Just go there and check that out and use it to your advantage. Both of our websites have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in and hang out with us. Use all of our stuff to your advantage. Bill Grodnick is our guest. He's the CEO of DaVinci Virtual. Why don't you give us that website, Bill?
It's DaVinciVirtual.com, DaVinciVirtual.com.
All right. And what do we find when we get there?
Well, you're going to find a 60-inch plasma screen.
All right.
And that tells you exactly what a virtual office is. And you're going to find a lot of resources on there for small businesses, you know, how to use a virtual office, how it can help your business, what it's all about. And I think you'll find it a very unique website. It's got a how it works, why use it, and like I said, a lot of resources. We have our own blog on there too, Jim. We have entries on it daily that, you know, talk about all sorts of things for small business.
Do you see the virtual relationships, the virtual assistant relationships, in growing? Is that growing out there in the marketplace?
Absolutely.
And why do you think that is?
You know, I think because like I said, people need to outsource. They want to focus on growing their businesses, and they need a helping hand. And you know, where do you get that? Unless your wife is a professional at this, you need to reach out into the business marketplace and find people that can.
Well, I mean, as opposed though to hiring. I mean, what would make somebody decide to hire a virtual assistant rather than a real assistant, somebody who's right there in the building with them?
Well, because a real assistant's going to cost you $3,000, $4,000 a month, and a virtual assistant you can buy by the minute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, why hire somebody full-time when you can use them for
If you don't need them full-time.
Exactly.
Yeah, now, if you need them full-time... But then maybe you make a different decision. But at the same time, I actually know people who have full-time virtual assistants.
Absolutely, yeah.
It happens.
If you need it, that's fantastic. You got a good business and it's growing, and you need to have that person full-time. I mean, that's fantastic.
You know, another thing that happens, I've been talking about the teleworking elements, the virtual management elements for a long time, Bill, because you know so many people have a business that has employees, and then somebody gets sick, or the child gets sick, or a parent gets sick, or one of the ladies has a baby, and or she needs to move 20 miles away or whatever, farther away, and she just thinks she says she doesn't know how, or he or she doesn't know how they can work with you. Well, if they've been working in your office, it's possible that you could set up a relationship with them where they didn't have to come into the office every day, maybe not at all. And so I guess what I'm getting at, Bill, is these virtual working relationships come in many forms. And I believe, like you, that we're all going to become, going to have to acquire the ability to manage virtual relationships in the 21st century.
Well, plus, you don't have to worry about that person being sick or not showing up for work or any of those other things, because you're just hiring her by the minute or by the hour, and you're not worried about the insurance and her coming in sick. It's just not your problem.
But, of course, now, when you have a relationship with a virtual assistant, somebody who does this, maybe they have four or five clients that they work with, you said by the minute or whatever. It's not exactly like picking up a can of peas. I mean, you do establish a relationship with them, and you do determine in advance what you want them to do for you, right?
Yes, in many cases, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, a lot of our clients, they have a project, once a month, once every couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll call us and say, can you help me with this project? And it's like that. Others, you're right. They may use their virtual assistant on a daily basis. So it just depends on the type of business.
It could be anywhere from answering your phone all the time to answering the phone only when they forward it to you. That was a relationship that I had once. I answered it part of the time, and when I left the office, way back in the early part of my business, I forwarded it over to them. And then eventually we got to where they answered my phone all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was an evolutionary process. We grew into the relationship. And I think that's something I'd like to recommend, Bill, when people thinking about a teleworker or a virtual assistant, is that they don't start out full blast, the first day. They start out with some of the services and kind of grow into it. What do you think about that?
I think that's fantastic, and what we have is a lot of our clients will do this. They'll start out with a virtual office, so they have the live phone answering, and we give them a physical address that they can have their meetings at, or use on their business cards or on their websites, and then their business grows, and then they decide,
right.
You know what, I need physical space,
right.
So they can move into that physical space. Their phone number and address stay
right.
the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm sorry, Bill. I got to wrap it up. We've run out of time. Thanks for being here today. The website is DaVinciVirtual.com, right?
Exactly. Thanks,
right.
Jim. Appreciate it
Bill
very much.
Bill Brodnick, ladies and gentlemen, he's the CEO there. Quick break. Right back after these messages with Rob Jollis. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I want to be with you everywhere.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.